Where are you from, Chuck?
St. Louis, right? Yeah.
St. Louis?
Right.
Yeah.
When did you start appearing or performing professionally?
Music?
Yeah.
Oh, that was in 55 professionally, and about 51, I suppose, I first picked up the guitar. Yeah.
The body of the hits I had in 58 and 7, you know, the school days, the rollover Beethoven's, Johnny B. Goode's and things, they really began to have the impact in about 60, around 59, 60.
Who influenced your particular style of music?
Nat Cole is one of my favorites, and Glenn Miller, believe it or not, he is before everybody's time, but not before mine, you know, Glenn Miller, because these swing bands of the late 40s was when I was in school myself. And, you know, I really like boogied, you know, we were jitterbugging then, but still boogieing, you know.
What do you think contributed to your success and originality as a super rock star?
I suppose to be all these entities put together. For instance, my duck walk, as it's been named. The lyrics, not leaving out my management of myself, which is another phase. The ability to cope with the fast life that show business brings. In other words, not getting into narcotics or drinking or what have you. And a few other little minor vices that could have grown to be big ones, you know?
What did you think about the taste of Dr. Pepper?
It was dynamite, man. Would you please give me that Dr. Pepper now?